Fransa Pozitu. Oui, ça c'est le Elle. Chatou. Je peux pas faire d'erreur si c'est un N.
Je vais te le copier.
And then come back to the content that's agreed upon. Okay, it's not a waste of time. Then go through page one, which is the very first page. Any type one? Page two. Page three. Page 2 would be a page that starts there on the top, in the in cape. You all don't have.
But on page 3 here, what?
So that's page 3, the one that's starting to renew it.
On the second, on the in the second line. You check abalone stock in the cook.
The page that is reading, we only have a page that starts with the renewed. Aren't you getting? Yeah, but you must have an eye. That's what it means. You can't just sit there. There's an office here. And that's all nice. That's what's called pages. We all have the page that Mr. Brown is referring to.
Yeah, what I'm saying is that it doesn't seem to be right. Nothing came up with the sense that DEAT promised to send marine scientists to check abalone stocks in their coast.
Suggestion?
Yeah, it must be in a specific name or somewhere. On the previous page. Yeah, one doesn't know what it says on the previous page. If we have the previous page mentioned,
in the previous page, the sentence reads as follows. The community has been consulted with the Marine Water Management Division of the then DHT gets their permit. Renewed. Nothing came of those attempts until the DHT promised to send marine scientists to check abalone stocks in their coast. I think the sentence there should read either in their coastal area or in the coast, or in the Hamburg coast.
Yeah. Okay. Along the Hamburg coast.
Along the Hamburg coastline.
Along the Hamburg coastline, west to this day the community never received feedback from such a study for the reason why they don't.
come back to page 2. We still are on 3, if any. Page 4. Advertisement? That's not the same then? Okay, I take it we are good. Are we agree? Wishing and purchasing? What about that, that better English?
Now, we could release the farm with the intention, with the intention to purchase.
Page 5, we're done.
Page 5, again, here the second line of the second paragraph.
Can you speak to the mic? Where it starts with that left 9 farmers. the second line there, when the farmers were first settled on the farms.
Then change in the following line
again. We should just change the buy to purchase. 3-year leases by the end of the PTOs. I think it should reach by 3-year leases at the end of the at the expiry of the permissions to occupy. With an intention to purchase at the expiry of the lease. Just going a bit further down, the sentence which starts with whilst settled on the farms, the farmers invested infrastructure and production capital on the farms using their own funds as loans would not be granted to persons without legal entitlement. It should be read as loans were not granted. In other words, would and be should come out and replaced by were not granted to persons without legal entitlement to the land. Sorry, Chair, that I'm bothering again, but here at challenges on page 5, despite the expiry of the PTOs, the farmers remained on the farms and continued to farm with the little they had. And it was alleged by the CEO that some of them sold their homes to take ownership of the farm. You just remove the half, I think it's misplaced and superfluous.
We agree with that? Is it substantive? Yeah, but what you have there, when you allege, it doesn't necessarily translate into selling, of course, but it's half sold, it's half continuous. So half sold is relevant as an allegation. That the sentence as it stands should be correct. something that is being contested.
He got down to the bottom of the razor and by the time that the perfect allocation of form was in the
Egyptian system. Same challenges, okay.
Yeah. By the time that the process of allocation of form was in the Egyptian system, subsequently invaded the form. Now that too, it actually sounds like the process has invaded the form, so we need to just look at rewording.
They are illegitimate and they subsequently invaded the forms.
Can you satisfy with that then? Farmers, if it was one farm, there would have been the farmer, one farmer, would have been that apostrophe between the R and F, but as in plural, there should be that mark there between farmers and new.
But here, the duck is currently in the process of getting the farm. This be of giving the farmers new PTOs, which will later be converted to leases. And getting the farmers new PTOs.
Issuing,
yeah. The top bullet on page 6. It starts off with alleged that she had read from minutes of a meeting. Now, who is she?
Mrs. Vietje. Even on page 5, the PDG's response, the name must be, I don't know whether it is here. I think there should be aware that Mrs. VTG, comma, the DDG had read and so on and so forth. The DDG for staff had read.
Chair, the portfolio committee concerns. First bullet, second line, the farmers to eventually purchase the farms. Third bullet.
Maybe what we need to do there on that six. Very good point. Alert that Mrs. TDG put up, and then open bracket, TDG close bracket, so that as it flows, because there, as we go down, there is mention of TDG all the time. So what is very clear here in this quote is that there is only one TDG. So that refers to that sin of the city or the town. Maybe should bring your name in, Chair? Page 6, on top there, alleged that Mrs. B, T.T., DDG, comma, DDG for DAF, open bracket, DDG, close bracket. So that as it goes down, it is clear that that DDG refers to that Mrs. T.T. all the way through. Because if you go through that bullet point, also the committee resolution talks about DDG. Very last sentence or a paragraph on consent talks about DDG, and it goes on and on and on.
So how shall it be read then?
So there on that heading, DDG's response. Now it should be Mr. Banditi, comma DDG, or
line number 5, seven, which reads the meeting was characterized by tension feelings. Should we not say filled with heated discussions?
Take away tension filled.
Between attention field and heated, shouldn't we add with tension field with heated discussion?
Thank you. on page 7, the very last sentence for me. Community said they asked the then minister for a forensic audit to be done and so on. It's being spent by government on the place, on the farm. Are we okay with that? It's actually querying how much government has spent and continue to be spent by the government on the farm. Are we fine with that? Instead of on the place. Are we okay with that? Agreed? Page 10? Loading. Page 10.
I wasn't there, but on in the middle paragraph, the figures that seem to tell to me, it says that the government has thus far only received 55% of their 120 million allocation of cash. And if you go down, then it says talk here of 35, that the province maintains a value capital investment of agriculture reserve of 35 billion rand, of which they only received 19 billion. Now, I don't know if that could be possible, because the whole allocation of the department is only about 3 or 4 billion per year. I don't know what the threat is. Which leaves a deficit of 16 billion. So somewhere there must be millions involved here, not billions.
Of the total budget of the province itself. Because this should be the same in that context.
Yeah.
That's
the point that I'm trying to make, sir. I think if you look at the agricultural budget, I don't know what the, this is possibly part of the rural development and land reform program budget, but previously, the total of the agricultural and land reform budget was only 4.3 billion per year.
Can you pass on this one?
Maybe just to also allude to this, I think the total asset capital investment in agriculture is only about 100 billion in all of the country. So this 35 billion sounds way out of line.
I just suggest on point of order, if we go through this document at this pace, and I have another appointment at 12:30, and we haven't even touched on the recommendations.
Can you?
Can you just
excuse me at 12:30?
Sir?
Can you excuse me at 12:30?
That will pose a danger to our quorum. Members that if we do have any one of us living, that is certainly going to bring that challenge. We need to have a quorum of eight for us to adopt this court. I throw it back to the House for tradition.
Unless we,
in the course of us engaging with this report, we are at the same time not only going to be confined to people, at the same time we are also on the content. Unless that is a suggestion, and then we should take that route.
I was just thinking, for clarity as well, I see there's a lack of notice that we also meet on Friday. Can I maybe suggest that we select a small group, maybe two or three people, to go through the correctness of this report and correct it by so that we can adopt it on Friday morning? I don't know,
In all fairness, the members, there are no major essential, geographical issues on the subject. It is issues like that are quite serious, whether it's billions or million, which are quite serious. And the rest really gets to be sort of place, it must be farm, adding, T or I on the T on the so on. At the sort of advertisement, they are really not that substantial. Can we see how far we are going to go? If we are going to go back to this report from the beginning and take through all the substantive issues. While at the same time, if we go through page 10, we'll equally be dealing with both, you know, typographical issues and also content issues.
Yeah.
They can adopt certain approach.
Yeah, but it's the common website.
No. Well, other members are not coming. That's the point. We don't have Gala here. We don't have UCDP, Kassim here. We don't have, we only have Mr. Kulu. Mr. Simang is not attending from COPE. It's only Mrs. Kata. We don't have Mr. Is Ms. Gayla, who are permanent members, Ms. Tichichello, who is permanent member, and Mr. Terekulu, Ms. Kata, Ms. Chichol, Mr. Bosman, Mama Swala, Professor Turok, and so on and so forth. Who are members. In other words, it's 14.
Yes,
those people have never said that they are putting the community. That would never receive any apology. The technicality that we have to deal with the outside of the city. As things stand now, we have these people here. That will also include even Professor Turok, who is, you know, not here, as it were, all the time. Okay, members, can we eat therefore leaves us with 7 plus 1. That is now out of the 14 that we're supposed to be having, which is 8. Can we quickly go through page 1 on the report itself? If I were to start off the members, I guess members are either rushing or a bit tired. I would insist, this is my proposal, page 2, in the Eastern Cape, the committee was joined by members of the Eastern Cape Legislative Committee, the factor. I would have thought perhaps headed by the chairperson, so and so. The Eastern Cape in the provincial, you know, from the legislature point of view, headed by so-and-so, from official point of view, headed by so-and-so, so that they are also one body factored into the whole process.
Yeah.
And then in paragraph 3 of page 2 again, I refer to the board and so on and so forth, and two officials from the National Staff Communication Directorate, there are no names mentioned there. We could also mention the names, because their names mentioned elsewhere, DT, CV Fellow, and so on and so forth. But when it comes to communication, there are no names mentioned. That would be my point on page 2. I don't know whether other members have anything to say.
Here, up to now, we still don't have a copy of page 2.
On page 3, portfolio committee resolution with the recent proclamation that was signed by the deputy president. It is only the president who signs any proclamation, so it is meant to read by the acting president and the name be provided. So it assumes if you say deputy president, a deputy president can, while the president is around, can sign equally. But in this instance, it was an acting president in the name of Jaime Monsanto, who signed the proclamation. I agree. Are we fine with that? Page 4, page 5. There is a second paragraph, the paragraph that says, that left 9 farmers and so on. The fourth line from the bottom of that paragraph. To date, the farmers have not received any official documentation from the former Ministry of Agriculture and Land Affairs, neither renewed PTOs nor leases that give them some form of entitlement to the farm. This reads as if it is still former minister who must still act on this one, as if there is no continuity within government, because it is meant to be the current minister rather than former minister. Yet it's not at the end, but the person is supposed to continue with that process, the current.
Can we then just not say the former or current?
Sorry?
The former or the current minister.
That's fine. But you see there, it says agriculture and land affairs. you might wish to say, how do you respond to that one, Dr. Postman?
I would just say to include the current situation, to date the farmers have not received any official documentation from the former or current Ministry of Agriculture and Land Affairs.
Yeah, but the current is not land affairs, student. That's the point I'm trying to raise. The current source of what? That portion of history.
It actually refers to the entry you can say to the former or current ministries of agriculture, forestry, fisheries, or land and rural development.
Okay. Are we fine with that? Page 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 10, and I've just asked her to call the Eastern Cape chair of the committee that night, or the specific concerns of the government for me. 11, so I'll be parking 10.
Before that, after the reading of the billion, of the 16 billion, even on the numerous infrastructure, could we delay that day, even on numerous infrastructure projects?
Sir, The province maintained that they need a capital investment as part of their plan, of which it has only received 90, which leaves a deficit of even on. So I think the point you are raising about is starting a sentence with even.
Okay.
That's got its own problem. On page 14, on the very last paragraph there, if my recollection tells me well, I think that farm was delivered to a co-op. There, they say it was placed in a group of people from different communal villages. But it's not a co-op. No, that's a different one. That one refers mainly to, as we were driving, there was that vacant one.
Oh, the vacant one?
Yeah. Where previously there was even a dam, and as we speak now, there is no activity at all going on. Before we went, yeah, but that is not a co-op.
I remember there, look, we did not visit the place. Mr. Mahanyana told us that he had a classic example of a failure because too many people brought from all over the show were put into this one project and it failed. I think that is, he just wanted to carry the message through.
Page 15. irrigation scheme, Tamasa? Can we adopt an approach equally, member, that says, after having gone through the report and perhaps adopted it, we still have to revisit the resolution, taking them forward? Because we need to see how we monitor the implementation of those resolutions. So the report on its own, simply by adopting it, doesn't necessarily mean that we have already done everything. 17. 20. Are you okay with that? That's the resolution then, the recommendation then. 26. so we get the correct version from the different case people, and then take forward the matter accordingly. Members, any check up? Move on. The ladies farm. Expensive. The cooperative farm looks very impressive with beautiful maize. Made through at various stages of growth and harvest, as well as when we did it.
After harvest point,
it's a need for it. That's it. Any more? We saw the amendments and additions and stuff. We are moving for an adoption of the court. It's not only this part. There are other parts that have also been amended. But I'm asking for us to get a person who shall move with all the amendments and obstructions and additions being made for adoption.
I can move for the adoption of this report, Chairperson, if the follow-up that we promised the community to say by the end of February, we should have made a follow-up on this sensitive service. Because we made a commitment, the Chairperson, I don't know how we're going to do it.
Without having to singularly taking one part, Dr. Bosman mentioned something about recommendations or other resolution.
I think Honorable Bussa is correct. He can move. We can move the adoption of the report. But what we will have to do is to look into the recommendations and maybe at a later stage give feedback of what has happened to our to some of the requests in here, what has happened to the audit reports that were outstanding, and all the other issues. So we need to get that feedback. But it is a separate stage in the process.
Can we then suggest that as we are going to be meeting on the 7th, we conclude this part of the report, especially as it relates to recommendations and resolution. To an extent, members, I would even propose that because we are really not time pressed here, unlike if we were expected by tomorrow, we keep this and conclude on it on Friday with recommendations and whatnot. Because there are some recommendations here that we may wish to engage on.
It's a chairperson from my previous experience. We've been shelving, you still remember the report that we adopted, the last report, committee report. We've been shelving them. And it doesn't work, chairperson, because from here, I don't think we need, all of us, we need to be honest here. From this meeting, we'll just dump this issue, these papers in the office and never look at them. So the best thing for us is to work with them, work on them right now, adopt them, and maybe on Friday, come on the challenges and the resolutions that we've taken to say, we resolved this. What are we going to do? Because to me, this report is urgent. Because we made commitments on the ground, and people are expecting us to go back to them, whether, and I don't know how, to say these are the issues that we've started working on. Can we please, chairperson, work on this, adopt? To me, it's urgent.
Members, we, if you go through the very last page, page 26. And there are the issues that have been read from the page before the time. And there are the issues that have been stated above and those that have been observed by the committee in the two provinces. The committee on the agriculture, forest and fisheries made the following recommendations. That the Department of Agriculture, Forest and Fisheries and the Department of Rural Development and Land Reform should jointly present to Parliament their respective roles in assisting the resource poor farmer and land reform beneficiaries, promoting rural development and agrarian reform, ensuring that the country's food security as well as the role of extension services in fulfilling this mandate.
The question for me is whether we adopt it now, pending all those
discussions on the recommendations, because the question for me is whether we agree with all those recommendations or not. For us to be able, when we're getting back on Friday, we be able to say we're adopting, having looked at the recommendations themselves, and agreeing or disagreeing with the recommendations. Ultimately, we agree to adopt or not to adopt the report. That's all what I was trying to get across. Are we fine with that? Are we fine with the fact that, well, what we do, we single out those recommendations through the committee secretariat. We present those on a separate 2 or 3 pages. We get into that session and agree with the recommendations. In that fashion, we are therefore saying, holistically therefore, we have covered the entire report and agree to adopt or not to adopt the report. Mama?
Chairperson, if you still remember, we said the National Department of Agriculture should provide us with a list of projects that have collapsed and those who are about to collapse for us to include in this report if we are going to present it to the Parliament. So that Parliament should be able to deal with all those projects that have collapsed, enlisted, attached to this our report, to say this is our finding. But there are other projects like, and we attach those that will be having provided to us by the department, so that they can be attended to at once. That was my understanding, and I'd like to find out from the chairperson whether we did receive that report from the DDG of all collapsed and about to collapse a project, so that we can be able to attend them to this report.
That was the case then.
All the in the whole country.
Well, what we, if I recall very well, what we did talk about at the time was the report from KZS, which Madia did receive. And I assume that there are the distributors to members accordingly. A report in so far as the Pilgrim Corner type of situation was at. Because they were mentioning that there are other, that we are the ones who demanded those kinds of that report is available, and I remember Madia forwarding a note to me saying she has received, you know, that report for distribution to other members of the committee. That specifically talks to KZN. She was received that from the KZN department. What's his name, the other gentleman? That's the name. So can we agree, member, that we shall comprehensively look at all the recommendations and feedback for Friday's session, and accordingly agree to adopt or not to adopt on Friday?
Okay. Thank you.
An update, if you like. For instance, on NASA there was a resolution among others for a forensic audit report for the investigation, an update in that regard and relevant, you know, other issues. So next time we are meeting members, it's going to be on Friday. I tell you that we all received agreement or protocol or treaties from Commission Secretariat. Did we receive? We are meeting on Friday at 9 o'clock. We we are going to be considering adoption of agreements referred to the committee. Those agreements, one refers to mutual acceptance of onological practices. What is going to happen is the department is going to come and present to us on all of those reports. The other report, or an agreement, talks about World Wine Trade Group on the labeling of wine. The other one, those are the two. Then we do have a memorandum on both of these from the department that tries to simplify, you know, these two reports that are going to be. And the department is actually going to be speaking to this two agreements. That's what is expected of us to do on Friday. And then on the 11th of May, we are expected to go through a workshop on money bills. Advocate Jenkins will be Advocate Jenkins will be taking us through that workshop because there's been information involved in the entire process. We had submitted an application on the Uppington visit. And specifically to take up matters related to the Rift Valley fever. On the 28th, or 24th to the 28th, we are expected to jointly with a committee on rural development and land reform go on an oversight visit to Limpopo and Mpumalanga. And the main issue there would have been about food security and food safety. However, we are informed lately that we might not be able to do this, that we should look at the date after we come back from July recess. So we still have an issue around that date. We are supposed to finish our last engagement on the 1st of June. 1st of June is expected to see us going through the whole issue of the soft test together with the Committee on Police. On the 4th of June, Parliament rises. There are other issues that we must still look into, I guess, when we get back. One of those is the public hearings on the agriculture sector transformation. We got a briefing the other day by the Agri-B Charter Council. Another issue is about the SAFCO briefing us on what is going on there, and winery trust, and also plant breeders' rights policy. So these are some of the issues that we are going to be looking into. I guess when we only get back, unfortunately. Okay, I think that should be it for now, and then until we meet on Friday. Thanks, members. At 9 o'clock on Friday, the venue is the old assembly chamber. Mr. Brown?
Jefferson, I just wanted to find out what is the position with that Baruch Olokhadi report.
Oh yeah. We have since been made aware that as a committee, we cannot adopt a report. However, the issues raised as a committee, we need to take them up. So we don't necessarily have to adopt officially as a committee. Wherein an individual is assigned on any mission, that individual only comes back and briefs the committee, and the committee picks up on the issues and engage the department directly for the department to come to our committee or the department to make follow-up on those issues.
Where to now, Chair? We'll have to bring it here on issues that have been identified for us to take them forward. Not necessarily to adopt the report with a quorum and those kinds of things. So we'll have to factor it into the program itself.
Thank you, Chair. I just hope that we can do that so that we can get it off the table.
Okay. Number, thanks for the time and peace out on Friday again. Meeting. Thanks.